Good evening, and I'm your host, Alfred Hitchcock. No, not really. Welcome to Wrinkled Sheets, number...
Why does it matter?
Eight, maybe? It doesn't really matter. Okay. I think it's eight, though.
Okay, who's counting?
What's up?
Well, it's cold in this basement.
It is. My nipples are hard.
Hotness.
Who am I? Oh. Well, whoever listens know. I'm Steve Mudflat McGrew, and of course you are.
I'm Janet.
Yeah, and I've got Podcat in my lap doing that little bread kneading thing. Look at that.
And I have Butterfly in my lap just loving me.
Aww.
So they'll shut up.
How come I'm holding your cat?
I thought we were a couple. What's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine.
Well, it is, but when did this cat who hated men decide it loves me?
There's something special about you.
That is true.
It's a sign.
I'm special.
You're a keeper.
I am. She just stares at me with those. Her eyes get big and dark.
She loves you. That's love eyes.
What does it mean when the cat's eyes go like just solid black? Like
they're excited. They're stimulated.
What? Get off my lap.
Don't worry. She's fixed.
I don't need a litter of kittens.
Ew. Gross. That just generated a really disgusting mental picture.
At least I didn't say something about pussy.
Okay, good plan. But you had to say it, didn't you? You just had to say it.
So how was your weekend? Or actually, how long has it been since we did the last one?
Because we didn't do it last week because you were out of town.
I was out of town, and then you were out of town. But
right.
Didn't we?
We did one right before you went out of town
okay.
last time.
So it's been almost 2 weeks? Or
almost
has been two weeks?
Yeah.
Jesus, time flies when you're...
busy working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You went to Dallas. How'd you like Dallas? How was Texas to you?
It rained for 2 days straight. They have a lot of good food, so I ate too much. But I missed you. I was very thankful that you FaceTimed me every night.
Oh.
Gay. Yay. I know. I'm gay. But I like that kind of stuff. Maybe that's something you should strive for when you're out of town.
FaceTiming?
Mm-hmm.
I like to FaceTime.
Jeremy, I want you to FaceTime me.
Yeah, but see, when I FaceTime Jeremy, or sometimes when I FaceTime you, I go, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. All right. And you're like, you could just sit me down and walk around the house.
What?
You could just leave FaceTime on and I'll just...
Did I ever say that?
Huh?
Did I ever say that?
You could just put it down. You need to go no. to the bathroom? Just aim it toward the toilet. That's all. Just...
Wow. I could have been out and about checking out the club scene in Dallas, but no. I was
what?
In my room.
You would rather do that?
No.
Than FaceTime me on the toilet?
No. We did not FaceTime on
That'd
the toilet.
That'd be waste time.
Waste time, yes. And I really enjoyed it. It was nice. It was kind of like I wasn't here, but I was. But you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like when I got back finally on Friday night after being delayed.
It's like you weren't even gone.
I was like, oh we talked about that. Oh, okay. All right.
So would it be better if we were gone for like a week and didn't talk and then we came back and be like, hey, how was your week? But this way.
You don't want me to call next
no,
time.
No, I'm just asking because you just said. Like. Oh,
no, it just felt like I didn't miss anything, and that's good. When you're gone having to work for 5 days.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
I was saying thank you, how much I loved it, how much I appreciated it. I'm thinking that you might be saying that you
no, I'm not.
Probably could have done without it.
Oh, I could never go without it.
Oh, FaceTime?
FaceTime, yeah.
I got woke up yesterday morning by Jeremy trying to FaceTime you.
How do you know it was for me?
Because it was on your iPad.
He might have been hoping to catch you in bed.
No.
In your sweaty pajamas.
I don't think he likes girls.
You don't think so?
No.
Come on out.
No, he's got a beautiful wife and a wonderful child.
At least a beautiful wife.
They
apologized for that kid the whole damn
time.
They
didn't have to, though.
We had lunch the other day with
that kid was not annoying.
Our pal Jeremy, who you probably heard us talk about on one of our podcasts.
I don't talk about him on mine.
On ours. Remasculate. And he has a wonderful wife, but they apologized the entire time we were at lunch.
I think they feel bad.
I'm sorry.
Because we don't have kids. I bet when they're out with other people that have kids, mm-hmm. they don't apologize. They're just like, doesn't this suck? Yeah. Milk in the face. Booyah. You know?
He did fling milk right in my face.
It was awesome. And they were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But it was adorable.
Yeah, it was. Because you didn't have milk flung in your face.
Are you complaining
about
it?
Now, if it came out of a booby, that'd be different. Milk flung out of a booby? Nobody's got a problem with that.
Huh.
So what'd you bring to talk about today?
I see. Well, there's a temple honoring penis god pop-ups in Bulgaria.
What?
Yep. Bulgaria's National History Museum is boasting about an impressive new endowment. Archaeologists have unearthed an ancient temple dedicated to the Greek god Priapus, more or less the patron saint of penises.
Read me more.
In the southern town of Sozopol on the Black Sea.
You said pole? Was the word pole, was it a penis story?
No. Oh. The tip-off for the temples.
The temple? The tip-off?
Yeah.
Okay.
The tip-off for the temple's possible locale, a clay phallus inscribed to Priapus discovered during a dig.
They were driving a Prius?
Yeah. Offerings made to the deity, whose most notable attribute was his whopping manhood.
Uh-huh.
There's a picture.
Of his
whopping manhood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We're beloved to help men coping with issues of fertility and erectile dick.
You can't even say it.
Dysfunction.
Try one again. Take two.
Yeah, so this is supposed to be the god to help men with their pee-pees.
This god will make your dick hard.
Wow. Yeah, so they found a temple dedicated to him.
Where did they find it? Deep inside the cave.
Wow. Yep.
Where, it was out in the field, in a cave,
it
at
a dig.
Bottom
it
of a...
It didn't really say. I just read the whole article to you. Oh. Yeah. No, but there was a god for penises. I didn't know that. Did you?
Yeah. People have been worse.
Yes, you and Jeremy.
No. It does not always have to go back to that.
Same.
But you... Do you have a little temple for your penis worship?
I don't worship...
Huh?
I don't worship penises.
You do.
No, they come with a lot of problems.
So does the gyna. The gyna has a lot of problems.
What? What do I got?
You know, owning a gyna must be like owning a
Prius?
Yeah. It's always kind of needs work done. And
do I need work done?
No, but...
I have a gyna. You just said if you have a gyna, you need work done.
You're constantly having it checked up. And, you know,
once a year.
I got to take it down to the shop and get it looked at.
Wow.
I was thinking the other day, you know how women y'all are very into multitasking?
Uh-huh.
That they ought to come up with, like, a place where you could get your oil changed and your pookie checked. You know, like, you could, you know, like Jiffy Pubes or something like that, where you could... You know, you'd both be on the rack at the same time, you know?
This is like a topic for Remasculate. We're on wrinkled sheets.
I'm just saying, you took my brain to a certain place.
I would never go to a place like
you
that.
You wouldn't?
And most...
Get done all at one time?
Yeah. I'm good.
You both get checked and then back on the road?
Wow. Would you go to a place that changed your oil and... checked your prostate all at the same time?
So you didn't use the same stick. God, I hope so.
Yeah. So, speaking of babies.
Yes.
Jeremy's baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I just found an article that says, kids in the class of 2031 will have a lot of names that really suck. And if you think about it, names are freaking weird. And they're getting
weirder. They've gotten worse.
Yeah. Of the list of 2013's most popular baby names, it's been released, and Isabella and Jacob are the top names for girls and boys.
Because of
Bella
Twilight?
And Jacob, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And there's other girls' names include Millie, maybe Miley, but there's two L's. I don't know. Anne and Ella. The boys just include Max, Liam, Ted, and Mo. Mo.
Money, mo problems?
I guess. What happened to George and Michael? And
George Michael? He got caught in the bathroom with the policeman, I think.
Or Steve. Or Rebecca.
Nice normal names that you could find on a license plate at Cracker Barrel.
Right. My boss went to Disneyland for New Year, Christmas that week, and she brought us all back pins. They didn't have Janet. They didn't have Christy.
How could they not
have? They didn't have Kim. They didn't have Mindy.
Well, I can understand being sold out of Kim because of Kardashian.
Yeah, she goes down there and buys all her pens?
Well, people have been naming their kid Kim, and Kim's very popular.
But I used to at least be able to find Jane.
Jane?
You know, Janet.
And then you would take a marker and put a T on it?
No, I didn't. But, yeah. So, the names are just getting weirder and weirder. Speaking of weirder, we watched the Golden Globes last night.
Mm-hmm. That was very
Jodie Foster. Have you been able to translate that speech? Is she quitting acting?
Apparently, no. I think she's not gay, and she was hoping her mother was watching, something like that. I don't know.
I thought she is gay.
No, she is gay.
Oh. You know, she had a lifelong fear of cats after being attacked and briefly carried by a lion while filming.
Briefly carried by
yeah.
a lion?
She was filming a movie for Disney. It was called Napoleon and Samantha in 1972. And she was attacked and briefly carried by a lion while filming. And she has a lifelong fear of cats because of that. I'm not making this up.
No,
I
know.
Swear
I'm
to
just
God.
Wondering. sorry to cough. I was trying to picture in my head how she was carried, like picked up by.
Well, she couldn't have been that old in 1972. She's 50 now, right?
She's 50?
Yeah.
Well, she needs to go to Jiffy Pubes and get that thing checked.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, so I thought that was pretty interesting.
Who did you think was the best dressed at the Golden Globes?
I really liked, the Hunger Games girl, Jennifer Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked her dress.
They almost all had the same strapless dress on, except in different colors.
Not really.
Yeah, they all had just
You're
strapless
a
dress.
Guy.
Except for Lucy Liu, who actually wore an Asian rug, which I thought was very odd. Did you see her dress?
No, but I saw a lot of people tweeting about it.
It looked like an Asian rug.
I thought Taylor looked icky.
You did?
Yeah.
Why are you Taylor?
I didn't like her hair.
I kind of like the mermaid dress, though, with the big fin on the bottom.
Yeah. I wonder how you walk in that sort of thing.
She's no longer blonde, is she?
No, she's kind of gone to the dirty dishwater blonde. What'd you think of Anne Hathaway? She had to shave her head for that role, so that explains the hair. It's growing back out.
I think she should have worn a wig or had some extensions.
Yeah.
Extensions.
She doesn't seem like that type of girl, does she?
No, but she should.
Not every girl has to be that girl.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Kate Hudson looked pretty. She always looked
Kate
pretty.
Hudson looked like she needed work. That's kind of what... She hasn't done anything in a while.
She's being a mom.
Oh, you're right. That's much. That is more important. My bad.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, No.
She did movie, and I think she might be taking a break and being a mom.
That's good.
She doesn't have to work.
Because she did like movie, sucky.
I liked all of her movies. She did romantic comedies, which they don't make anymore, it appears.
Yeah, because you watched Killer Joe the other day, and the first thing out of your mouth was, Matthew McConaughey needs to make some romantic comedy.
I miss that. I miss the movie that made me want to go, oh, he'd make a great husband. Not oh,
oh that's
my
who
God.
You want?
No.
You didn't like Killer Joe.
It was okay.
What didn't you like about it?
It was a little violent.
The word killer is in the title. Killer Joe.
Yeah, you didn't tell me it was that violent, though.
But wasn't the story good? Wasn't there good twists and turns?
Yes,
and
he
was creepy?
I just had to turn away a lot, which that's what I do when things are scary because I'm a 5-year-old, I guess. I want you to look at this picture.
Of who is it?
Penny. Ewie. Penny from Big Bang Theory, which we just watched because we love that show.
Uh-huh.
She looks scary. That lipstick just like washes her out.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a goth look to her face.
Mm-hmm.
She looks all right other than that, though. She's got, it makes her look old.
Yeah. I didn't see her on the TV.
On what?
On the TV last night.
I didn't either. We didn't. Well, we didn't watch the red carpet, so we don't know what.
Oh, you know we got what we got an invite to today.
What?
An Oscar party.
Oh.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah. They are fun.
We're go at Nancy's house.
If I don't go out of town, it'll be great.
You're not scheduled to thus far.
I am.
That's when nothing that on the count. I know, but you're not scheduled thus far.
That's what I'm saying. If I don't go out of town.
Right. I'll still go without you.
Oh, I know. You'll make cupcakes champagne. In a new cupcake holder.
I won't make them in the cupcake holder. I'll transport them in the cupcake holder.
She came in tonight with two cupcake holders. And I said, what do you got cupcake holders?
They were $5. I have to make cakes for a baby shower this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't have anything to transport them in. And so I was like, I'll go to Container Store, which is really expensive. But as I was at Walmart today doing some shopping, I was like, I'll see what they have. And they had the perfect cupcake.
You mean to rewind and take the word Walmart out?
No. I am proud that I know how to shop wisely. Yeah, that's right.
You went to Walmart.
I did.
Well, you did have your sweats on. You came from the gym, so.
I fit right in.
Don't make me laugh. I'll cough.
Aw, he's battling some crud. I go out of town, he gets sick. Did you run around naked when it was below zero?
Constantly. If I have the chance, you know me, I am naked. I am Mr. Naked.
No, that's not true, because I'm like, naked dinner time, and you're like, oh no, I'm shy.
Well, yeah, but when you're not here, I just stand in front of the TV and helicopter like crazy.
Why do you guys helicopter? Why?
I don't know. I don't even really know what it is. I just said that.
Liar.
I just pulled that
whatever.
I just pulled that reference out of my butt.
Speaking of, how is Jeremy?
Wow. People around the world really don't know who Jeremy is.
They just know he's a gay man.
And if you want to write him at Jeremy on the radio.
He's on Facebook.
At Twitter, at Jeremy on the radio, you can just tweet him and go, hey, Jeremy, I heard you liked a helicopter. I hope somebody does do that.
He never listens to this one, does he?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he does.
There's no reason.
Yeah, because he wants Nicole to do it, I think. I know Trevor, who we work with over at TRadioV.com, he's trying to talk.
Kristen.
Well, she's trying to talk him into doing a couple's podcast. And I don't know if he wants to.
Why?
I don't know. I'm wondering if he's afraid that if they'll get in that situation where the couples will say the wrong thing, you know, because you're going to talk.
I think he.
Because you make the face of me every once in a while. Like, what did you say that for?
You ignore it. But, like, I think, like, they're new in their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And he's dating, like, up.
He listens.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Even if he knows.
He knows.
Kristen is a hot, young musician chick.
He has said
that is like
he got above 50 his
pounds. Yeah, 50 pounds soaking wet. She's hot. Like, if I were a dude, I'd be like, wow, what's her story, Brian B? And I think he might be afraid. He gets pretty, like, have you seen him on Sundays? He'll come into the glass room while the two girls and a bottle of wine and we're talking and being stupid, and he gives us some looks. I don't know that he actually likes us. I think he lets us stay on the air because I'm your girlfriend.
No.
And his girlfriend is the producer.
Yeah, but she likes you, so it's all good.
Right. But I just, you know, his intensity when it comes to that thing might not be a good makeup for a relationship.
I think it'd be very good.
You're easygoing. You're not Trevor. Like yesterday and many other days, when it's time for us to get off the air, sometimes we talk a little bit over the time we're supposed to because we're girls.
And you just jabber, 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 jabber.
And I've seen him get angry. Don't you think that could cause problems?
She has said they've never gotten angry, that he just comes in there and jokes with her.
Oh, no.
Never been an actual anger.
You didn't
Hold
see?
Hold on. I'm going to play your new.
Am I boring you?
This is your new commercial.
We have a new commercial.
For your
two
podcast.
Girls and a bottle of wine.
This is Janet.
This is Ashley. And this is our producer, Kristen.
should you tell your boyfriend?
You guys can unwind with us
and drink relaxed wine
with two girls and a bottle of wine
on tradiov.com/Denver.
tradiov.com/Denver
on Mondays at 8 Mountain Standard Time.
I don't know if that heard right. Let's do it. Let's do it one more time.
Again, people are going to turn off our podcast.
No, they won't. What do you think?
I think Joel is amazing. Joel is the person that edited that, and
he did a good job. Y'all went into your room and just started.
We just talked. We were like, two girls, a bottle of wine. I'm Ashley. I'm Janet. I'm Kristen. Woo! We like boys. We like shopping. We like blah, blah, blah. And he
was just throwing out phrases and things?
Yeah, pretty much. Mondays, tradiov.com/Denver, blah, blah, blah. And he made it stellar.
You didn't bring up the penis temple and
no. No, that's the panties show. Yes, not two girls and a bottle of wine. But you got to think we had just finished off a bottle of wine.
Yeah, y'all were quite giggly. we were a little giggly. I like the way you say relax wine in there twice in your...
Is that bad?
No.
No, we relax with the relax wine.
Right, you're giving a plug to your sponsor in your radio spot to promote yourself. Very good. You worked it all together.
Yeah, we try.
See? Women, they just naturally know how to manipulate.
Wow. Maybe you should get a gym sponsor. You could remasculate and gym. And
what are you saying? I'm fat? Are you saying I'm fat?
Oh, dear Lord. You know, when you
that's
think
what
of,
I heard.
When you think of remasculate, you think of, like, getting buff and getting all manly.
No, I don't think of that. I think of remasculate is about taking back your manhood and claiming the fact that you
and
can
a
be a man.
And a lot of people think of manliness as, like, being that buff. Raw. So you should get it like
roided out kind of thing?
No.
What do you think about Lance Armstrong going on Oprah and saying that he did do dope?
Yeah, that was crazy. I heard that on Stitcher Radio today.
Sorry, don't mean to keep coughing.
It's okay. You're sick.
I know.
We got to tuck you
so
in.
So what do you think? Is he out? Is he done? Anybody ever going to like
him? He's been done for a while.
I know, but is anybody going to like him? I mean,
no.
Done by.
No, he's,
he'll
his
never
credibility
have endorsements.
Is smashed.
He's done.
Yeah, he's done. But he made quite a bit of money.
Right. I think, didn't he say something like, I'd give my left nut to be rich and famous?
You're so smart.
Now somebody's got to call up and go, it was his right nut. Yeah, whatever.
Who cares?
Wow.
Sheryl Crow dodged a bullet. Who's she dating now?
Who's Sheryl Crow?
Sheryl Crow?
See, I'm just... pointing out how if you don't stay relevant, you're just kind of.
Oh.
Sheryl Crow, what has she done? What has she done since she sang
Picture
with Kid Rock? That's the last thing that. I saw your picture today.
That was a horrible song.
You didn't like Picture?
No, it was all about cheating and you're out of town, so I'm going to cheat.
It was a great song.
Oh, of course you would say that.
Put your picture away.
Is that what you do when I'm out of town?
Wow. I hate that song. It's a horrible, horrible song.
Yeah. Oh.
You're loving on the dog more than your...
I'm sorry.
It's okay. What else is in the news today?
We had a discussion that we wanted to bring up. Remember the breakfast sandwich debate?
Which one?
The breakfast sandwich debate.
How's it go?
You don't remember.
No, you started.
About how you said the Burger King croissant
sandwich
was the best breakfast sandwich.
My bad. Yes, the Burger King croissant sandwich.
But don't you remember the McGriddle?
Yes, I do. And I still
think. That's like a
I
pancake with syrup spots in it.
Doesn't matter. The croissant, the croissant sandwich at Burger King beats all breakfast sandwiches. I choose it over the Egg McMuffin, which I've never liked anyway.
Really?
I've never been an Egg McMuffin because I don't like English muffins that much. And the biscuit sausage, like the biscuit is too dry.
It falls apart. Yeah, it's too dry.
And I know a lot of people like the Chick-fil-A breakfast chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
A lot of people like that. Not much. It's good. It's just a piece of chicken and bread.
For breakfast.
So it's not really. So for me, it is the hands down Burger King Chris sandwich. La da da! Declared the winner.
I went to Dallas. We talked about that. Anyway, and on my way there, you had dropped me off at the airport, and you said you picked one up on the way home or something. And so, like, in my head, I'm like, I want a Burger King Chris sandwich now. And by the time I get to Dallas, they're not serving breakfast anymore. So, like, 2 days later, I finally remember, I want a Burger King Chris sandwich.
Was it as good as you pretended in your head it was?
Well, I went to Burger King, and they're like, well, they're two for $3 right now. And I was like, yes.
Two for $3? Were they old and they're just trying to get rid of them?
No, they were just on sale. And so I got one, and I took one into my work buddy, and it wasn't as good, and I was sad. Because I agree with you.
It was old and on sale.
It was really, they are my favorite thing when I cheat food-wise on breakfast.
Cheat?
I get the croissant, which, yes.
Why wasn't yours good this time?
It seemed greasy. The sausage may have been greasy.
No, I don't think it's possible.
It was.
Was the bread good? The only thing that matters to me is that the bread.
Well, the bread had soaked up the grease, so the bread was greasy.
You probably should have eaten it immediately.
You had
to drive too far, and it got cold.
No, I ate it immediately. I was in a rental car. I didn't care what I got on the floor. Yeah, it was good.
That's the best part of a rental car.
Yeah.
You just throw stuff in the back seat, throw it in the door.
Except work was paying.
Do you have everything out you need? I go, of course I do. But the trash can stay with you.
But being a work, like work was paying for it. Like I didn't know if they like charge you a cleaning fee. I don't know this stuff. I'm not an expert traveler.
Did you walk
like you.
Around the car and make sure it wasn't dinged and scratched and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I almost left my computer in it, but I had to walk back. Hey, I forgot my computer. I was exhausted by the end of day 5.
Because that whole thing now, you having to check the car because they're going to charge you for everything now. It used to just be, you got the car, here's your keys. Now let's go walk around it. Do you spot anything? Because we're going to charge you if you nick a hubcap.
Yeah, I was very careful. I didn't drive much. $20 in gas for the whole week.
What'd you get? What'd you rent?
It was a Volkswagen Jetta.
You didn't want a real
wagon.
Car?
I wasn't paying for it. Actually, I was supposed to get a smaller car, but they ran out of smaller cars.
I love when
cars.
That happens.
And they're like, here. And so I was pretty happy.
That's usually why I rent online a subcompact. And they're almost all, would you like the next thing up? You're like, okay.
Yes. Yeah. And I had an In-N-Out Burger, which you don't seem very excited about In-N-Out Burger. You work in Vegas, you don't get In-N-Out Burger.
No.
You work in L.A., you don't get In-N-Out
Burger. I love In-N-Out Burger. I like them a lot. I shouldn't say love. I do love them. I guess I do.
They
but now that
really
I've
good.
Discovered Griff's here, Griff's is as good as In-N-Out Burger.
And it's not.
Huh?
It's not as
it's not?
Good. No, it's good. But it's not. Once I
see, I just think In-N-Out Burger is only good in California. For whatever reason.
Oh, the one in Dallas was really good. I promise.
I'll have to try it next time I'm down there. But they always just seem fresher because that was California, and that's why they didn't want to expand because they do everything right there and keep it fresh. And
I heard this
I think
was
when
like
they
an
ship
experiment.
It too, yeah, if they ship it too far, it's just not going to be the same.
Well, the French fries are never frozen still. So they must make it fresh there.
I know people like In-N-Out French fries. I do not.
I'm not a fan either.
I am not a fan of their French fries.
But I'm just saying they're not shipping it like, because they still make it fresh.
If they could do In-N-Out Burger, do In-N-Out Burger with sweet potato fries, that'd be great. Or In-N-Out Burger with Burger King fries.
McDonald's fries.
McDonald's fries are good. They're the gross, though, when they get cold. I don't know how they can be so delicious hot and then taste like ass when they're cold.
And then you can't warm them up. Have you tried to warm them up? It doesn't warm up.
Then they're rubbery.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. I don't know what.
There's something about it.
Have you ever looked up their McDonald's recipe? Because I always hear their secret stuff. Like, they spray them in sugar. They soak them in sugar water. There's all this kind of.
Well, you know, the Grizzly Rose, they have amazing French fries. Have you? experienced their french fries?
No, I probably have, but I can't think about it.
They're amazing. And I think their process includes, like, dipping it in orange juice or something.
Really?
It is really, like, the next time we go to the Rose, we'll have to split some french fries because they are really good. They're probably the best french fries I've ever had. If you're in Denver.
Is it new people that have the?
No, it's the same french fries.
So you're, what is your choice in french fries of all the fast food?
Ooh. Who does, is that Arby's that does the curly fries?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's my choice. What? Why are you laughing?
You like the curlies in your mouth.
Oh my gosh. The seasoned curly fries, I really like those. What about you?
I guess I will have to go with McDonald's.
You sound so enthused. I guess I'll have to go with McDonald's.
I'm Eeyore.
But we don't eat out fast food a lot.
Mm-mm.
People are probably going.
Okay, my favorite. I just thought about it. My favorite. It just dawned on me.
Squirrel.
I'm sorry. I've got cold. I think I've got cold medicine going through my too. Red Robin. Red Robin seasoned fries are probably my best favorite.
I don't remember them.
We went through.
You just had them.
Yeah, I had them the other day. Went through two baskets because they give you the bottomless.
You and a 7-year-old went through two baskets.
Yeah. They went through bottom. You go, you know, do you want another basket? Yes, I do. Would you like another basket? Yes, I would.
Ay, ay, ay. I wasn't there to participate. So it's
that's
you
how good the fries were.
Like you, it's like 1.25 people went through 2.5 baskets.
Oh. What's wrong with that?
I think most of it was you.
Most of it was me. And then I had that wonderful dude. They got that Burning Love burger. The Burning Love. The giant grilled jalapeno on top of it, which was delicious.
Yeah, your picture looked really good.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. We just ate dinner, and we're talking food.
About food?
Yeah.
But we have to talk about things that people can relate to.
Right.
Food is what people can relate
to. People love food. The Food Network. Food has its own network.
They do. What? That's so wrong. Why is America obese? Because we eat and watch eating. That's what we do. We eat and we watch people eat. And sometimes we eat and we watch people cook and then eat.
I heard an article today about how deadly sitting all day is.
It's horrible. That's why office workers have, like, high everything.
Yeah. Like, they said that they used to think that, you know, if you went to the gym once a day that you would be
not
fine.
Enough.
No. You're supposed to get up for at least 10 minutes every hour.
And walk around. Shake your legs.
Yeah.
Because you can get that blood clots and stuff from just sitting, too.
Yeah. Crazy. I didn't even... I'm working.
Deep vein von Trophus or whatever.
What?
Thrombosis. Deep vein thrombosis. Not von
what
Trophus.
What is that, Dr. Steve?
Obtrosis. That's... I'm tired.
That's my line.
Then we just go ahead and wrap it up.
Is it time to
we
say
could
goodbye?
Wrap it up. Yeah, it's weird. Where are we on the... We're 33 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. We're wasting people's lives.
Yeah, they're already off the elliptical by now. They're waiting for us to wrap up so they can wipe their face.
You need to get a treadmill desk.
And get a thing and wipe off the seat. Because people need to wipe off the seat on the elliptical. You cannot just
there's
leave...
There's not a seat on an elliptical.
Oh, wait. I guess it's not. You need to wipe off the seat on the bicycle.
Right.
Because you cannot leave butt sweat for the next person.
And you need to wipe off every other machine you use, even if there's not a seat.
Right. And in this day and age with the flu going around.
It's just reckless to walk out of the door without hand
that's
sanitizer.
Right. You could cough and touch a hand railing like that. And next thing you know, you're coughing and sick like me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us and downloading and listening to our bullshit.
Huh? Wrinkled sheets.
Wrinkled sheets. And thank you, dog, for not... I can't even think of the dog's name.
Butterfly.
Thank you, Butternut Squash, for not barking this entire time.
I've been petting her constantly.
I noticed that. And then thank you, Podcat, for finally quitting doing your hands up and down on my crotch. I appreciate that. All right, we'll see you next time on
Wrinkled
Sheets. Was that stupid?
A little.